Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The U.S. has evacuated Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba, and Jamaica has evacuated its south coast as Category 5 Hurricane Melissa keeps growing. Maximum sustained wind, 175 miles an hour. ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin.
A major catastrophic hurricane as it makes landfall on Jamaica by tomorrow morning, and then it will weaken a bit, but then it makes another landfall in parts of Cuba. Still as potentially a major hurricane, this is by Wednesday, Tuesday night into Wednesday.
Melissa on track to be the worst storm ever to hit Jamaica. In Paris, ABC's Aaron Katerski on the Louvre jewelry heist.
The robbery at the world's most famous museum has brought up uncomfortable questions around its security. Sources tell ABC News investigators believe the robbers had help from the inside, but are still working to develop evidence.
Two of the four suspects are still at large, and they still have not found the jewels. This is ABC News. Ontario Premier Doug Ford tells ABC News he has no regrets about running an ad during the World Series featuring Ronald Reagan talking negatively about tariffs.
When we get hurt, Americans get hurt. We're so integrated, especially on the auto sector. It's been around since the 1960s, the auto pack. And you can see, talk to any CEO of any of the large American auto manufacturers, they're losing billions and billions.
The ad angered President Trump, who canceled upcoming negotiations and slapped an additional 10% tariffs on Canadian imports into the U.S. King Charles got heckled over his younger brother's ties to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A man asked the king how long he'd known about the friendship and whether he got police to cover up for Andrew. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow up 337 points, the S&P and NASDAQ up more than 1% each. I'm Wayne Cabot. ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Anglers from around the world lined the banks of the Fox River from Green Bay to De Pere this weekend. It was a first in the U.S., the fourth annual Street Fishing World Championship. Fishermen and women came from nine different countries to compete in the Olympic-based contest, looking to reel in the gold, bronze, or silver. Competitors fish as two pairs for their nation. They catch, measure, and photograph and release each fish caught, mainly walleye, panfish, and a couple of catfish this year. The anglers with the longest total length of fish caught win. This year, Team Hungary took home the gold, with Team USA coming in fourth. Organizers say the competition is about more than just winning the gold. It's also about promoting conservation and protecting fishing resources. Street fishing, aka urban fishing, is the practice of angling in urban areas on rivers, canals, parks, and harbors located within or near cities. It's an accessible way for people who live in the city to enjoy the sport without having to travel to more remote locations. The Green Bay Area School Board is tackling some big issues at tonight's meeting. The board is expected to vote on a proposed schedule change that would apply to all four Green Bay Area high schools. Green Bay East High School is currently on a different class schedule than the other three. The school board expects the new schedule to have a significant impact on student attendance and academic achievement. Another big topic at tonight's meeting will be the district's budget. Currently, they face a $3.5 million deficit with a $315 million budget. There will be time for the community to voice their thoughts during the open meeting. It's at 5:30 at the district offices on Broadway. Meetings are also streamed on the district's YouTube channel. A four-year-old boy in California could have had all the free Halloween candy he wanted. Instead, little Charlie Smith and his dad are being praised as Good Samaritans. It's all seen in a security video that's gone viral. Connor Smith took his son on a late-night candy run to check out a new candy store that had just opened last week. The door was open when they got there, but no one was around. Smith called security, then he and Charlie stayed to guard the door until an officer arrived. The owner of the business posted the security video online to recognize the father-son duo's good deed. Charlie ended up getting all the treats he wanted and a sweet life lesson in what it means to be a good neighbor. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers sink the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves in the mirror and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Monday afternoon and that breezy southeast wind nearly to 20. Highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, we'll keep it mostly clear in upper 30s. Tuesday, mid-50s, a mostly sunny sky. It will stay breezy. It's 53 at our studios.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Halloween week. Of course, Halloween is Friday. Most of the, well, Green Bay and most of the surrounding communities will be doing their trick-or-treating from 4 until 7. Remember, your porch light on, they will stop by. Porch light off, that means you're not giving out the candy.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us,
town.
Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Turns by day and then by night.
see the light.
Is on 97.9 local news and timeless hits. What's what we're all about. Eric here. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Well, after handing out the Halloween candy on Friday, if you're looking for something spooky to do, you might want to check out the Halloween Masquerade. That will be going on this Friday at the Art Garage. It is free to attend. It is a fundraiser that will benefit both the Art Garage and the Green Bay Fringe Festival, happening from 6:30 to 11. There'll be a pumpkin carving contest, a costume contest, and all kinds of fun stuff. Cash bar, snacks, good stuff there. That is this Friday, 6:30 to 11 at the Art Garage Halloween Masquerade.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Oh,
such a fool.
Silly girl.
Shame on you.
Cousin Billy would take me walking out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord knows he was.
Yes, he was.
Dusty Springfield, local news and timeless hits, 97.9. And you can also listen to us on the Civic Media app. Download it for free in your old phone's app store. A little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Thank you.
the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The Packers came out on top last night over the Steelers and their former quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Not only did Packers quarterback Jordan Love beat Rodgers, but he tied Brett Favre's record by completing 20 consecutive passes in the win over the Steelers. Love's streak ended at 20, matching Favre's franchise record from 2007. One person is dead after a water tank exploded early Saturday morning in Door County. Egg Harbor fire officials say flushing water lines to winterize Harbor Village Resort and Campground caused a 3,000-gallon water tank to explode. At just before 8 that morning, investigators found a body outside of a storage building that was partially destroyed by the explosion. Authorities haven't released any information about the person who died. Later the same morning, Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies found a man's body floating near a boat launch on Lake Winnebago. Authorities say they got a call about some suspicious items, possibly clothing, floating in the water just off the shore Saturday morning. Deputies launched their boat and confirmed the reported items and clothing were actually the body of a man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are not releasing the man's name pending family notification. Green Bay police collected a record 300 pounds of unwanted medication during this weekend's drug take-back event. Police say officers took in the haul between three separate drop-off sites. While Saturday was a one-time event to celebrate Drug Take-Back Day, police remind you that you can dispose of old, unwanted medication any weekday. You can do that in the lobby of the Green Bay Police Department. Wildfire risk is high in Wisconsin this fall. The DNR says this month there have been more than 50 fires burning 20 acres. The DNR says they'll continue to monitor conditions. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Monday afternoon and that breezy southeast wind nearly to 20. Highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, we'll keep it mostly clear in upper 30s. Tuesday, mid-50s, a mostly sunny sky. It will stay breezy. It's 53 at our studios.
Hustlers, the Bowery got it bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a pool shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't speed into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. Said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull-shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac.
And apparently you don't mess around with Slim either. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay. It's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. The best music is on 97.9.
But in the game. child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9, and ticket winning. That's coming up, too. More details ahead. Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Baby.
Sunshine go away today, I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life, he don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll
tried, and he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jonathan Edwards and Sunshine. We've had some of that today. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Good afternoon. So the Meyer Theater's new season kicks off on November 15th, and we've got your tickets to the opener of the season. It's called Under the Street Lamp, and it's going to give you hit songs from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, the Beach Boys, the Drifters, Elvis, Roy Orbison, and more. All your favorite artists that you hear right here. And the people that will be bringing this show to you are stars of the hit show Jersey Boys, which, of course, is about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So if you've seen that show, if you loved it, you know that these guys can sing. And keep listening for your chance to win tickets with Dan Marcus in the morning here, Under the Street Lamp, November 15th at the Meyer Theater.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul.
For all those visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors, take the leaves, leave your money.
Local news and time, Liz Hitz, 97.9 WGBW. It's the Mamas and the Papas.
To the one I love,
can never be.
want you to do, especially for me.
Dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated to.